Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Go ahead, Bob. Thank you, Matt. Good afternoon. I'm Bob Francis. I'm the Vice Chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board. And we are organizing the investigation of this, what we now call an accident. Let me start out. I want to say a few things. Number one is that our priority has been up to now and will continue to be the recovery of the victims. Our thoughts and our prayers are with those folks and with their families. We have people who are now meeting in New York with the families, and we will be liaising with them as closely as we can and making sure that we do everything possible to be responsive to their needs. I'd like to introduce the governor for a minute. He'd like to say a few words, and then we'll come back and talk about the investigation.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Let me just again thank the federal officials, particularly the NTSB and the FBI, who have worked very well and cooperatively with all the other levels of assistance that are here. About a half hour ago, I came back from Kennedy, where I met with a number of the families, the loved ones of those who have died in this tragic event. They are concerned that we provide them with answers, and we are doing everything we can try to locate and identify as many of the remains and bodies as possible. At this point, I believe 104 bodies have been identified, have been retrieved. Two have been absolutely identified. 10 have a tentative identification, and we expect that as the process goes forward, there will be more of this. Bob indicated that at this time, it's being classified as an accident, but I think that simply reflects the status of the investigation and not any final determination as to the investigation. It's still being treated as a potential crime scene by the FBI, and we are just working as cooperatively and hard as possible to try to get as many answers and to take care of the families of those who have died in this tragic accident. And again, I want to thank the Coast Guard, the NTSB, the FBI, the county officials and state people, as well as City of New York assets that have been brought to bear to help get us the answers that the people involved, the families, and the people of this country have a right to hear. Thank you.
I'd like to say a few more words here, if I could. The issue of accident versus criminal act is obviously one that's very much out there for the moment. We have no evidence at this point that this was not an accident. So the NTSB, as long as this is considered an accident, will be in charge of the investigation. We are working, as the governor indicated, very closely with the governor, with the Coast Guard, and with the FBI. Should this turn out to be a criminal act, we would then have, within the federal agencies, a flip of responsibility. Whereas the FBI now is assisting us, they would take over charge of the investigation, and we would become technical assistants and specialist assistant for them. So that's where we stand at the moment on that. I've just came back from the scene out there. There's a lot of wreckage out there. on one of the Coast Guard buoy tenders. There are enormous numbers of people who are trying to be helpful, sometimes almost too many, but we appreciate it all. And this is at the local level, at the state level, and at the federal level. We are having a organizational meeting tonight at 6 o'clock to get the technical groups together who will be proceeding with the investigation as we traditionally do. And after that, at 9 o'clock tonight, I will come back and we will talk to you again about any subsequent update that there might be.
Mr. Francis, have you further discovered the black box cover?
I think we can handle one at a time. I would say that the 747 certainly has a wonderful safety record. I'm not going to answer any questions.
Have you discovered the black boxes?
We have no information about either the cockpit voice recorder or the flight data recorder at this point.
Mr. Francis, we've heard some rumors that this plane may have collided with a military plane. There was some talk of exercises earlier. What can you say about that?
Nothing.
Can you tell us anything about somebody?
There are lots of rumors out there, and we have no evidence.
Can you give us the basic information about the age of the plane, the mileage on the plane? Any of that sort of thing.
I will try to get that for you tonight.
Mr. Francis, somebody reported unaccompanied State Department documents on board. Those have been recovered. What does that mean?
There are some diplomatic pouches out on the buoy tender. If I spent a number of years of my career working in embassies, and there's almost certainly no significance to that. They send surface mail back and forth.
What about HIV-infected blood? Somebody reported the recovery of several packages of HIV-infected blood.
Apparently, there was some blood being transported in very small quantities on the airplane. Obviously, everyone who is working on the recovery, who is working on the investigation, is aware of that.
What are the implications of that? Is that why the beaches are being closed?
I wasn't even aware of
the situation. Sir, do you know anything about the inspectional record for this airplane?
No. That's the kind of thing we will start to be looking at. We'll set up our groups tonight. One of the groups will be a maintenance group. There'll be representatives of TWA, the FAA, NTSB, Pratt & Whitney, Boeing.
Do you know the tonnage of the aircraft at all? The tonnage of the aircraft?
I don't know.
Mr. Francis, what has led you to believe that you're calling it an accident right now?
What if you discovered that this?
Well, that's where we start in any case like this.
Mr. Francis, talking about accidents, in your experience, has there ever been a commercial airliner which suffered a catastrophic explosive failure due to accident like this or remotely like this, so far as you know?
My experience probably isn't great enough to deal with that, so I don't really know.
Well, have you ever, is in recent years, in NTSB
Mr. Francis,
can you tell us what led up to the accident,
what you know after takeoff?
Let me again, this has been a kind of a long day and we've been trying to get organized. I do not have a whole lot of specific data. We'll try to do our best on that tonight.
How would you characterize the wreckage you said there was a lot of wreckage. How would you characterize and describe that wreckage?
Everything from a very large piece of a wing to seats, to panels, to lots of insulation, etc.
How are the bodies being transported?
What will you be looking, what kind of evidence would you look for that would be consistent with an explosion? Would you find it on victim bodies? Would you find it on the debris of the wreckage?
I would leave it to the experts from the FBI and the NTSB to answer that, but I think that
there are telltale signs.
But there certainly are. Experts can look at pieces of metal or pieces of wreckage or pieces of cloth and find evidence of the difference between an explosion or not.
Is it part of NTSB's mission to look for criminal evidence in this case?
Well, if there's evidence, if we in the FBI decide that this was a criminal act, then they are in charge of the investigation. We work with them. Obviously, everybody's got specialists who have expertise in lots of areas.
Was the FBI ever in charge of this investigation?
I'll get that for you tonight, ma'am.
How long were your indications that it was an accident? Are there any indications, evidence that it was an accident?
you know, we start on that with that assumption. That's all.
I mean, Governor, can I get a question for the governor? Governor,
hang on, just
that it's possible that this is terrorism here, or do you think that this is the way you've seen it so far?
I don't think it's helpful to speculate at this point. The investigation is ongoing, and a decision will be made as more information becomes available. It's just too soon to make a determination on that.
I think we'll break off now, and we'll.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.